area forecast for Meade, Ashland, Laurel, Sublette, Cimarron, and Dodge City. For today, snow likely in the morning, then chance of snow in the afternoon. Snow accumulation 1 to 3 inches. Highs in the upper 30s. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow 70%. For tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 20s. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour in the evening becoming light. For Sunday, sunny. Highs in the lower 60s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Sunday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid 30s. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. For Monday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 70s. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Monday night, breezy. Mostly clear. Lows in the mid 40s. For Tuesday, breezy. Mostly sunny. Highs in the mid 70s. For Tuesday night, breezy. Partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 40s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. Highs in the upper 50s. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. Lows in the upper 30s. For Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. Highs around 60. For Thursday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 30s. And for Friday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-60s. The outlook for Saturday, April 2nd through Monday, April 4th calls for above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation. The following is a schedule of storm identification and spotter training sessions for specific counties for the next week. Starting times will be at 7 p.m. unless otherwise noted. Monday, March 28th, Gray County, in Cimarron at the library, located at 120 North Main Street. Tuesday, March 29th, Pawnee County, in Larned at the J.A. Haas Exhibit Building, located at the Fairgrounds at 400 East 18th. Tuesday, March 29th, Russell County, in Russell at the Russell High School. Wednesday, March 30th, Pascal County, in Sublette, the basement of the co-op, on the north side of Highway 56. Thursday, March 31st, Scott County, in Scott City, at the EMS Building at 303 Court. At 1 p.m. at Dodge City, it was cloudy. The temperature was 39 degrees, and the dew point was 31, making the relative humidity 72%. The wind was northeast at 15 miles an hour, producing a wind chill of 31. The barometric pressure was 30.15 inches and falling. At Garden City, it was cloudy. The temperature was 37 degrees, and the dew point was 30, making the relative humidity 75%. The wind was northeast at 12 miles an hour, producing a wind chill of 29. The barometric pressure was 30.16 inches and steady. At Liberal, it was cloudy. The temperature was 36 degrees, and the dew point was 32, making the relative humidity 87%. The wind was northeast at 13 miles an hour, producing a wind chill of 27. The barometric pressure was 30.12 inches and falling. Elsewhere across the region, snow was falling, with a temperature of 36 at Guymon and 32 at Dalhart. It was 34 at Elkhart and 44 at Medicine Lodge. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 45 at Wichita, 39 at Hayes, and 39 at Great Bend. Under cloudy skies, Gage reported 39, Goodland reported 41, and Paterson reported 36. At Amarillo, snow and fog were reported, with a temperature of 33. On this date in 1991, high winds caused damage to homes across Kansas. Winds gusted over 80 miles an hour in the southwest, and gusted to between 60 and 70 miles an hour across the rest of the state. Roofs were torn off in the Dodge City and Garden City areas, and several cars and homes were damaged in the Ford's Cut area. Total damage estimate from the high wind episode was $1.5 million. This is NOAA, weather radio station WNG555, broadcasting on a frequency of 162.425 MHz from the NOAA, National Weather Service in Dodge City. Our transmitter is located near Meade, and is made available through cooperation with Meade County and Seward County Emergency Management. High pressure will continue to build into the region today and tonight. An upper-level storm system will move out of northern New Mexico and into western Texas this afternoon and across Oklahoma overnight. An upper-level low-pressure system will continue moving east-southeast across Oklahoma today. This will result in a band of snow across parts of extreme southwest Kansas. Accumulating snowfall will taper off late this afternoon. Winter weather advisory remains in effect until 4 p.m. Central Standard Time this afternoon. For for the following counties: Gregg, Meade, Seward, and Stanton.